We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're so glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, we are working our way through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, known as the Great Love Chapter, and we're going to be in verse 5 today, where it says that love doth not behave itself unseemly. You know, that phrase unseemly is not something that we use very much anymore, but it's a word that says that is out on the edge. Unseemly. It's right there on the edge of doing something that it ought not to do. Love doesn't live there on the edge. I remember many, many years ago hearing the illustration of the man that was looking for a carriage ride. And he asked him, he said, when you're on the mountain trail taking the carriage up through there, how close do you get to the edge? And this driver, he saw it as an opportunity. He said, I get right to the edge. And I can take those wheels right to the edge, but never go off the cliff. I said, thank you, appreciate that. Another driver, how close you get? He said, well, he said, I don't get as close as this fellow right here, but I get pretty close. Now in the South, you know what pretty close is, right? Well, that's an expression that we use. Pretty close means you almost got it. He said, well, I get about, 8-10 inches away from the edge, and we won't go off the cliff. Well, he went over to another fellow that was over there, and he had a little bit older rig, and he walked up to him and said, sir, how close do you get to the edge? He said, partner, I'm going to just tell you right now, I don't get close to the edge. He said, I stay as far away from the edge as I can get. He said, I found that that's the safest way to travel. You don't want to do that? Then that's fine, but that's the way I travel. And he said, how much are your tickets? That was the fellow he wanted to ride with. He wasn't wanting to ride with a hot dog that was going to be riding on the edge and go off the cliff. Well, love is that way. Love stays as far away from the edge. It doesn't get close to doing what's wrong. It stays as far away as it can get. And then one more thought from verse 5. Seeketh not her own. Seeketh not her own. Love is not about me. Love is about the Lord and others. That's what love is. Seeketh not her own. In other words, the first priority is not me. That's the last priority. Love seeks the welfare of others. And this is where most people fail the test of love. Right there at that one point, right in the middle in verse 5. Because we are seeking for ourselves. We're trying to get what we can get. We're the first consideration in every decision. What am I going to get? How am I going to figure out in this thing? Bible says that love seeketh not her own. In other words, it's not about me. It's about the Lord, and it's about others. That is the litmus test. We have to check the acidity level in our water in the new dishwasher that we have to make sure that we're in compliance with that. And we take the little strips and you have to wipe them on the pans that are wet, and you see whether you lay it out and see whether it's going to be at the right level or not. Well, you know what God has done? He's put a litmus test right in the middle of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13. Check your life. Is the first consideration always yourself? Then you don't know what agape love is. You don't know what it is. You may think you know what it is, but you don't know what it is because you seek your own self first. May God help us. We've come together to worship whom? Ourselves? No, God Almighty. It's about Him. But we've also come to encourage other saints. Amen. We've got other saints here. We're learning about special needs that they have or prayer requests, and we want to write them down so we can pray for them and that we can encourage them. That's what love is. That's what a local church is about. I thank the Lord for God's definition of love. It's far different from what this world has for love, and we need to know what God has to say.